It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
This was bananas. We have a listener who basically was in a real-life baby reindeer situation. That's coming up a little bit later on in the podcast, plus some psychic Kim, so let's go. You ready to take calls?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this. Good morning, Matt. How are you today, man?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Really, really good. So when we talked off the air real quick, you had said you aren't able to have kids anymore, and your girlfriend's kind of getting to the point where she's going to get there pretty soon. And your question for Psychic Kim based on this, because I'm guessing you guys want more kids, is what?
I'm just wondering, like, we're getting pretty hot, and I'm thinking about asking her to marry her. We'll never be able to afford whatever, artificial insemination or anything like that. Is she going to hold a grudge against me if she never has to have a baby? If she never gets to have
no.
a baby?
You will be just fine. You two are, I see lovey-dovey. Very, very cute together, put it that way. You will find other things to create joy in your life. You do not need a child to create joy is kind of how I'm hearing it. She will not hold a grudge against you. There'll be a little bit of time where you both are kind of sad, but you'll make it through and it'll be great.
You get a dog.
You know what's better than a baby? Bora Bora.
Yeah.
With those bottomless see-through huts over the water.
Hey, Matt, I don't want to get too much into your personal life, but obviously this is something that's been weighing on your mind for a while, huh?
It has, you know, because I do want to ask her to marry me, and I just don't want something to happen down the line where she's like, you know, I don't want her to give up something from her life to be with me, you know?
Yeah.
It's very thoughtful.
I think being open and honest and communication, it's going to lessen the blow, you know, when she's like, I never got to have a kid and we never talked about it. You know, it's nice to have it out there and make sure everyone's on the same page.
Listen, if you guys want that whole, like, you know, whatever, I can send my 16-year-old to sit around your house and not do anything, if that would help for a while, and you guys could get the feel of that. Because he's spending plenty of time monopolizing the don't do anything around my house thing. So good luck, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, man, have a great morning. Hello, Christina. How you feeling?
I'm feeling marvelous. How are you guys?
Marvelous. Great answer. I like that. So your question for Psychic Kim has to do with maybe a potential move. Like, what do you want to say here?
Yeah. So Psychic Kim, I'm kind of, I got things going on where I live, but I'd like to move. And I'm wondering if it's the right time and the right reasons. I do have some ulterior motive there, but I'm just wondering if I'm leading with my head or my heart.
Are you on a moped also?
Are you driving next to Caitlin?
Who's on line two? Hang on a second.
All right,
so,
go ahead.
Kim, what do you think about the move here?
I'm seeing a yield sign. So I don't, not that you're not supposed to move, just not right now. They're showing me closing doors, filing cabinets. So basically you have things that need to be completed here in your current situation before you can actually open up doors. Otherwise it's going to follow you into the next place. You're going to take your garbage with you if you move right now. So it's like finish up what you had to finish up here, close all loose ends, don't lead with anger, judgments, anything like that. You want to lead with your full heart. And when I say heart, this doesn't mean love, lust. This is mean love for yourself, love for what you know is actually you're doing it for you, not for anybody else.
Do you think one of those things that she has to take care of before, like, she makes the move is auto repair?
You're funny.
Extended
warranty.
Okay. Anyways, so probably not right now, Christina, but maybe soon. All right.
Yes.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Go get that muffler fixed. Yeah. My God, everybody that's called the show this morning has had a busted ass muffler. Let's talk to Leslie real quick. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Good.
Oh, thanks for calling with a car that has a proper exhaust system. What's your question for Psychic Kim?
So I was just wondering what she sees for my future as far as, like, everything. Like, I'm going to move soon, you know, relationships, job, like, what does
that
my future hold?
In-person session.
Let's start with what's most important to you right now, understanding whether or not you're going to move, your job, your relationships. Like, if you had to triage it, what's the most important question you have?
As she sees in my future if I'm going to move out of state.
Oh, out of state. Okay, Kim.
February, March next year. Yes, February, March next year. I see you packing up bags. I see an airplane. So when I see airplane, I know that's a little bit further than just like a quick little jaunt on the road. That's when you plan on moving. I keep getting pulled southwest.
Honestly. Oh, my gosh.
Where were you going?
I actually was just in Florida, and it was my first time there, first time seeing the ocean, everything, and I fell in love with it.
Okay.
And it's
southeast.
Just crazy. Yeah.
Southeast, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yep. I keep getting pulled that you got to go southwest first.
So Phoenix, okay. California, something like that.
Yep. Somewhere over there, Arizona. Like, there's a trip that you got to go out there first. Like, they're saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket with that place. That I absolutely love Florida myself. But they're showing you need to go down there, and I get February, March, somewhere down there. You might take a trip over there, and you're like, whoa, I didn't see this side. Maybe I want to go here.
Yeah.
So don't put all your eggs into Florida, but you are on the right track with moving definitely south and moving into the warmer weather. Absolutely, yes. Keep putting those plans out there. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
good
thanks,
luck.
Leslie. Have a great morning. I got time for one more call this round. By the way, if you want to get on with Psychic Kim, just holler at us. 320-251-1047. Hello, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we talked a little bit off the air when I was getting you ready for coming on with Psychic Kim, and you said your daughter is six, right?
Yes.
And tell us about the hives.
So last year, she was admitted into the hospital for about 5 days with cellulitis, and she had it in her throat. And where her throat closed, she was admitted at Children's, and it was a pretty scary thing. And then she was on heavy steroids after we got out of the hospital. And ever since then, she's had chronic hives where she takes little as like 30 milligrams of allergy medicine to like 60 every single day. And we've been to the U and they can't figure it out. And do you know if it's going to stop anytime soon? Cause my 6-year-old is completely miserable.
Unfortunately, I love our medicine. We have great medicine in the world. We're great for urgent care needs. We're great to put out the fires, but when it comes to now long-term gut issues. Wow. This is stemming right. I can feel it in my gut. My gut's like wrenching up. A lot of inflammation going on in there. This is where you're going to need to seek more natural medicine, like herbs. I even see like kind of like a Chinese doctor, things to reduce inflammation. Like I said, our Western medicine is great to put out fires. They keep us alive, absolutely. But when it comes to something like that, you have to look into alternative modalities. You do that, find a great doctor who specializes in stuff with alternative health, healing the gut. She will get better, but it's going to take time. I'm telling you, this is not an easy fix. She's okay. Probably got some chronic underlying autoimmune disease going on too.
Okay.
So hang in there.
Well, at least you got some new paths to explore, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Caitlin. Why is that? Is that based on our insurance, do you think? Because we don't want to seek out things that aren't mainstream because they're not covered by our insurance?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's kind of a broken system.
It's like you look at you look at a lot of other countries, and they don't have a lot of the chronic autoimmune type stuff that Americans do, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Let's do this. I got time for one, maybe two. We'll try and get to both the people that are waiting on hold right now. Aaron is first up. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Ooh. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's your question for Psychic Kim this morning?
Me and my boyfriend have been dating for about 4 years. I'm just wondering if we are ever going to get married.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know why I wanted to laugh, but I wanted to laugh right away. Both of you tend to create excuses with how they're putting it. There's always going to be something that comes up in your life. There's never enough this. There's never enough that. They're like, knock that stuff off, put a ring on the finger, and just go for it. So you don't need permission. It's like your spirit guides are saying you don't need permission from us. You need to go ahead and just do it. So with that being said, I don't see a time frame when this will occur, but yes, you will get married. I don't see a big wedding. I see a smaller wedding, like I'm going to say the courthouse. It won't be the courthouse, but it feels very small. But yeah, you will.
What's stopping you from proposing, Aaron?
I have already asked.
You've already asked him? Wait. He said no?
Yeah.
So with the excuses she's talking about, what was the reason he said no?
He has had two marriages. His first marriage, his wife died.
Okay.
And then the second one, she completely left him. Like, put a Dear John letter on his pillow and...
Jesus.
So he's just does not want to touch that burner again, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Wow.
It's fear.
And marriage is a big deal. Marriage is a big deal for you? Like, you want that piece of paper? Or could you live like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell without ever getting married?
I don't know. I don't want to be married.
You want the tax break, right? Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to happen. It's just, I guess he needs a little more time to probably get over what's happened already. I mean, that's a lot of trauma in his background.
And then he start pulling out the threats and then... and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Kat says, you gotta push him to a decision. You just gotta say, listen, it's today or never. And yeah. No, we're not cute.
People always
don't take
respond
our advice.
Really well to
don't
that.
Take stuff. Our advice. We're miserable. All right, thanks, Aaron. Good luck, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. My God. I didn't really expect her to say, I already did, and he said no. Like,
right.
I was fully not expecting that.
Actually, that did pop in my head. Well, have her ask him. Like, so when you said that, I thought, well, man, that was already in my head.
Yeah.
I was already hearing that. So
the more we have you on, the more you start thinking like me, and that's dangerous for you.
It really is.
All right. Hi, Teresa. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay.
Now, we learned that you lost your brother about a year ago. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yep.
Yeah, obviously you're still feeling...
He went missing back in December of last year. We didn't find him until April.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, so then with all that said, what's your question for Psychic Kim?
I just want to make sure that he is okay, on the other side or whatever.
Okay.
Was there something to do with water with him by any chance? I keep feeling like water all around me. Like I'm by water. I don't know if I'm in the water, but I see water in front of me. So I'm just putting that out there. And then I feel cold. Oh, holy crap. My head doesn't feel in the right space, by the way, too. Like, I don't know what's going on in my head. But there was a lot of things going on in my head. I could feel it. Very emotional he is. I keep hearing, I'm sorry. It feels wandering. Like I was wandering. I hear contemplating. Like my head's going back and forth. And then I couldn't find a way out. So whatever that means to you. And then I get pulled back to, I'm sorry. And then, oh, thank you. He's showing me like walking into Jesus's arms. Wow. Jesus is very powerful when I see him. It's just this pure essential love, light. I don't even know how to describe it, but I feel like I'm walking into his arms and I'm just hugging and I see myself breaking down crying. And like I'm hearing, it's okay. You're home now. You are home now. You don't need to suffer anymore. We welcome you back home.
Wow.
So, yeah. Be safe.
Bill. Okay. That's great because he was in the snow for like months.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's
until
cold.
We found him.
So his body was, that's what you want to think about.
Yes.
His body was not him.
Correct.
So that's where the cold comes in. Wow.
Hopefully this offers you some comfort, Teresa.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Hang in there. And
I bet he's happy and safe.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great morning. We appreciate that. Yep. Take care. Bye. My God, I almost started crying there.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That
yeah.
was heavy. I can only assume exhausting, so you're probably going to need some coffee. We'll let you go.
Okay.
I'm drinking some multivitamin with some caffeine in it.
Like an AG1? Do you take that?
No, there's a company in the Twin Cities that has great liquid multivitamins, so that. And then I'm a sucker for Celsius. So I add
what are you,
my stuff.
16-year-old son? That's everywhere. I find
yep.
cans of that
and
all
bubbler.
Over the house. And bubbler, right? All right.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the time this morning. It's always great to have you on. We really appreciate you, and I hope you have a great rest of the week, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, so this bear may have traumatized some families at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. It is the circle of life, but listen to what this woman says at the end here.
By the way, this bear is eating ducklings.
Baby duck, baby duck. Snack, snack, snack.
Hey, man. Oh, no. Okay, we can't watch this. Hey, buddy. Can you leave him alone?
She says that through the glass. She, like, taps on it. She goes, hey, buddy, can you just leave that duck alone?
That's like Cat walking by the rollers at a Quick Trip. And somebody telling her, hey, can you leave that tornado alone?
It can't be done.
Just don't bother. She's not going to hear you.
A little snacky snack. The guy was hungry. Motivated young girl wants to motivate you. She's sitting there talking to herself in the mirror. If you haven't done this morning, take a moment. Okay.
I'm a queen.
Yep.
I'm a young queen. I'm a superstar. I'm beautiful. I'm smart. And I love myself.
Get it?
And I'm a bar.
Do you do any of this? Do you ever look in the mirror and
in
say this
mind,
kind of stuff to you?
Sometimes in your mind, you're like, you got this, girl. You got it. Keep going. Sometimes stuff gets tough.
That's your motivation? Like nothing.
What?
My honest motivation every morning is I don't want my kids
don't
to look
die.
At me like a POS, and I
yeah.
want to make my dad proud.
Yeah.
That's it. I've honestly never looked in the mirror and went, you got this. You're great. You're going to be the best.
I've never done that, but you say that in your mind. I say everybody says stuff in their mind to motivate them throughout the day.
And I like
sometimes
her.
You got to look in the mirror and say, I'm a Barbie and I'm a young queen.
Friday morning during the live show between 7 and 8, we're going to pump up our secret sound jackpot by an extra $5,000. Yeah, $5,000 Friday. So if you're looking for easy, free cash, figure out our secret sound and make sure you're here just after 7. Right now, let's wrap up the podcast. A lot of Trisha's friends recommended we watch Baby Reindeer, so we pieced it together over about the last 2 weeks. If you haven't seen it yet,
it's a wild ride.
It's trippy, man.
Yeah, and it's based on a true story. The real comedian who helped write it, he definitely changed a lot of the details because the woman that was involved, that was stalked first by the Martha character, it was really traumatizing for her.
Really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together? So you're a comedian?
Sort of.
It's not going well.
So is that a question?
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go.
Don't you dare!
Oh, my God.
She had so much rage.
She needs some type of an award.
So I heard that the real woman this is based on is filing a lawsuit against Netflix because of defamation.
I mean, what a
you've been
stretch.
Convicted
yeah, I know you're embarrassed.
Several times of being a stalker. I don't know how much defamation you're going to get out
I know.
Of this.
She's probably embarrassed that it was the most viewed Netflix show in history in the amount of time
even
that
more
it was.
Than Squid Game?
In the amount of time that it was. So a lot of people watch Squid Game, but I mean, in like a 2 week span, the millions and millions and millions of people.
It was trippy. It left me. I'm not going to blow anything at the end here for you, but I was it got to the third episode. I'm like, I started picking out who's going to die.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed at the end that nobody died.
Nobody died. But it was weird how like it's what is it when you identify with your captor and you want to stay
know.
There?
Kind of mirroring, I suppose.
No. What is it called? I forget. But it's where you feel bad for them. You know, you saw him start to feel bad and have empathy for her too many times. And then she'd cry and then she'd go crazy again. So have you ever had somebody make you nervous like that?
One of my very first radio gigs had this guy that would call every night. Right. And whatever, I was doing nights. And all of a sudden he had said something to the fact that, yeah, we could get together and have some beers. I'll come over to your place on 4th Street.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait, what? I found out that his friend was my landlord, right? I had been renting this apartment, like the lower level of a home.
Maybe casually mentioned him.
Mentioned, yeah, hey, and JJ from the radio station lives right below me.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where this guy's like, yep, we got to have a beer. We got to have a beer. We got to have a beer. And I didn't know this guy from Adam. So my wife and I were dating at the time. And I said, you know what? Fine. Let's meet somewhere. He goes, actually, why don't you come to our house? And I'm like, I got to put this out. I'm just going to let this guy down easy. I'll have a beer and I'll say, this is it. Cause it was getting a little creepy.
Yeah.
So my wife and I go to this guy's place.
I can't believe you went to his home.
He's living in his mom's basement and we show up and he's got like three of his friends there.
Uh-huh.
And there's like nudie mags spread all over the place.
So exactly what you thought it was going to be like. And then you're I think I'll go.
And my wife immediately is like, she's like, I'm uncomfortable. We have to go. So I'm like, let's have a beer. Let's be nice. Because we're nice people.
Yeah.
Have a warm beer that I'm pretty sure he had taken from his mom's refrigerator upstairs the day before. And it had just been sitting downstairs in the basement. And then this is when he really, really started calling a lot. And I finally said, I said, dude, this is it. You're creeping me out.
Yeah.
I need you to have no more contact with me. If you do, I'm going to have to call the cops. And luckily, that was it, right? Never heard from the guy again.
Maybe he didn't realize. Maybe he just thought you made a connection and
it happens in the media all the time. You hear about stories about people that get infatuated with radio or television personalities all the time. I'm sure the same happens now on TikTok, on Instagram. I'm sure people think, oh, they're talking directly to me. Oh, yeah. We have a vibe. And as much as we want to make a connection with a listener, if you're really, really weird, I don't mind being at a restaurant and somebody saying, hey, listen to your show. Cool. Great. Mm-hmm. You want to have a beer with us? Fine. I don't have a problem meeting new people, but when it's really, when you know a lot, like too much, and then that's all you want to talk about. Remember that one time 5 years ago when you said that? No, I don't remember it. And it's scary that you do.
Well, if it was their only interaction, then yeah, they remember that.
I listen to you every morning for
so many
hours.
People. I want to know, did you ever have someone that made you uncomfortable? I'll talk about the emails that didn't stop even after I moved here. They very much creep me out. And then I'd love for Scott to call if you could. He texted something that's going on with his wife and it's a Facebook stalker situation. So Scott, call. I'll tell my story and we'll get yours coming up next.
We're talking about baby reindeer. Everyone's seen it now.
Really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together? So you're a comedian?
So
it's not going well.
So is that a question?
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go.
Oh, you dare!
Good message of mental health, not only for people that are stalking, but people that are being stalked.
By the way, the girl that played Martha was awesome.
She was amazing.
Scary good.
Yeah. So our question for you is, did anybody ever make you feel uncomfortable like that? Hopefully you never got to the point where they were sending 250 emails a day.
You had this?
Okay. So it was about 5 emails when I lived in Fargo and I was young. I was 21. And then I found out I got the job here. So it was like one email a month. It was really weird. And the email address, it didn't go anywhere. And I never responded back, but it was always just like something cryptic, like, listen to your show today. Might be able to stop out at your pizza gig this weekend, stuff like that. And then the next month, kind of similar. And then when I moved down here, I was here for 30 days and I get this email and I was like, I can't let this continue. And so I contacted PD and PB Graham. Do you remember?
I remember PB Graham.
So he came out to where I was living. I was living in an attic right down the street from here. It was like
high roller stuff,
$200 room to rent. And he was like, do you know who this could be? Because, and then I showed him all the past ones. It had been 6 months of this, you know? And I said,
I've
never returned.
So little and trivial compared to watching Baby Reindeer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know. His was about 3.5 years of that trauma, which I can't even imagine, like looking over your shoulder all the time. So scary stuff.
Hey, Scott, we appreciate you reaching out, man. And I'm glad that you could get on the phone with us. Tell us about what happened to your wife, will you?
This was a few years ago. And my wife answered an ad on Craigslist.
Oh.
Friends looking for female friend, looking for female friend or something like that.
Ugh.
And she was talking to her, this person off and on for about a month, and finally I said, well, hey, can I come up and see you at work? No, I'm really busy.
Oh.
Well, how about tomorrow? Well, I'm busy tomorrow, too. My wife's like, I wonder what's going on. Well, she finally confronted this person, and it was a guy
mm-hmm.
that was posing as a woman. He kept on bugging her, and she tried to get rid of him, and now the guy's, like, stalking her on Facebook and on MeetMe. So she's had to delete all these accounts because this guy is just, now he's creeping and being a total stalker. And she even contacted the police, and the police said there's nothing they can do.
See, and that's the weird part, right? I mean, it, there's that fine line between stalker and trying to be a friend and what legally are the bounds and stuff like that. Morning, Caitlin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got a stalker story for us?
Yeah, so when I was in my early 20s, I worked at this bar closer to the metro, and my friends were trying to hook me up with this guy. They thought he had this great personality, and we all kind of went on this group date.
Okay.
And he was a complete a-hole, to say the least. He was not anything I could ever see myself with. The next day, he messaged me. He's like, I'm so sorry. I was drinking. I was kind of drunk. Like, can I make up for it? So we went out for lunch. Worst mistake of my life. And from there on, he started showing up at my job almost every shift, like almost 30 minutes before my shift, I'd walk in and he was there.
This is baby reindeer.
Literally.
That is it.
At first I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. Didn't think anything of it. And then it was a bingo night and I worked at a Broadway pizza.
Okay.
And it was a bingo night and he went up to these people, like my regulars, and he's like, oh yeah, we're dating. And my regulars knew I was very much single. And I was like, okay, yeah, we're done. Yeah. I need you to get out of my bar. Like, that's weird. I don't even know you.
And so how did that go?
Yeah. Do your employers at that point support you and try and make sure that he's not there anymore?
Oh, absolutely. He tried adding my parents and my stepdad on Facebook. It was a weird thing.
Oh, my God. But
you're safe now, though? What's the situation? When was the last time you had communication?
Nothing ever came about it, but it was weird.
We've talked about it, not at great length, but mentioned a little bit that my wife and I are moving. So we're at the point now where our house is basically a shell. There's not much left. I think everything's off the walls. Did all the touch-ups and everything, but last night we tackled the area of our house that had all of the, and I'm assuming a lot of people have this, all of the plastic bins of the things that have been saved but never looked at for years and years and years. Do you have this going on?
I did that last year, and it was nice. It felt good to go through it, but then you find yourself sitting on the couch looking at photos.
That was
you know?
My wife. She started. Yeah. She found our old yearbooks we had from high school. And but I'm going through and we have them very, she was smart when she packed them because she'd put a piece of paper on the outside of the clear bin so you could see what it was.
Yeah.
And I get to the one bin that says Peyton Pre-K.
Oh.
Now he's graduating from college in 9 days. And so I take it upstairs and I go, Trish, are we really saving this? She's like, absolutely.
And that was your response to finding that? I would sit down and spend at least an hour going through that, knowing that he is about to celebrate the last day of his schooling.
So I'm more of the attention span of the memories are up here. This is just going to get put in storage at our new place and mm-hmm. never seen again. And almost everything I carry out to the garage to get ready to move, I say to my wife, I said, you know, our kids are going to have to deal with these when we die. What are they going to do with it? They're going to throw in a dumpster. So why don't we throw in a dumpster right now and save them the hassle? If you really, really want to take care of our family, let's not make them have to deal with this. And she is an absolute no. It's not even a discussion. She just goes no and walks away.
Yeah.
And I was like, do most people have this? You have a section of your house just packed with crap that has been this sat there for 10 years.
So what my friend did, and she just had her son graduate from high school, and she had the same thing. She had bin after bin after bin. All the art projects from first, second, sixth, eighth, you know, and then she went through and she saved 10 things
there
that she wanted from every grade.
That would be great.
Okay. And then she got one of those thick binders, like, I don't know, what is that? A 5-inch spine binder. And she put it all in there in plastic leaves and then labeled each leaf. And then they're able to go back and look at that.
My thought was, let's get a dedicated hard drive. Let's just take pictures of all of this stuff. Now we have it saved. So when we die or we get older, this is our hard drive said, family stuff save. When we die, the kids can plug it into a computer. They can look at all their stuff. They can have it or they can't. And it takes up a small space, like the size of a piece of paper.
I just don't think that stuff should be digital. I love to just like flip through stuff and look at photos. And there's a, I don't know. There's
the biggest problem we have is we're downsizing by about a third of our home. Right? We're downsizing.
Yeah, your home, but then you have a huge pole shed.
That's livable space. That's not supposed to be all storage. At this point, we're going to fill up all of our livable space with storage stuff. And I'm just like, why can't we just put this on a hard drive somewhere? But I was just curious.
It's like cold.
It's not cold. It's calculated.
Well, let me get the flash drive out so we can all look at those. Why wouldn't you want to sit on the couch and like have a binder or a little photo album and look through it that way?
If I had 10 minutes to sit on the couch, it wouldn't be looking at my kids' pre-K work.
I can't relate.
I was just wondering, do a lot of people have this where you have in your home a whole bunch of plastic bins of things you haven't. Oh, and the other stuff I'm pulling out, she's like, we have to save that. I go, this is, look at the dust on this. This has been sitting in a storage area for over 10 years. And it was storage when we moved it to this house.
Yeah.
We're going to move this again? She's like, absolutely. Like, it is not even a discussion. And she's usually pretty good about just debating stuff with me. But these are not even a discussion things. And I'm wondering if this is a guy versus a chick thing. Is this the way dudes think versus the way women think? But like when my parents passed away, all of the stuff that were in their storage room, my sister and I go through it and it was all garbage because it was like my fourth grade spelling test. Who cares?
Yeah, but you and Tanya look at things totally different. Like
she didn't keep that crap.
Well, she's way more nostalgic than you are with stuff. So
stuff is stuff. That's the thing.
Well, then let them get rid of it. It's fine. Let them look through it. Maybe they want to. Maybe have them do that now. Say, what do you want us to keep?
Hey, come home from college real quick and sort through your pre-K stuff. They would all go get rid of it. They'd all go, there's nothing here. There's no value to it.
Shouldn't speak for people.
I know how they are. They're my kids.
In sports, if I were promised that when I go to a sporting event, it would rain hot dogs, you know how many sporting events I would go to? It was dollar hot dog night at Citi Field, and one Mets fan showed on their video all these hot dogs just raining down on people. One more dog!
So this guy went with a plan. He had a white t-shirt on, and he was marking with a Sharpie how many hot dogs and beers he had drank.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was getting after it, and the crowd got so into it.
Oh, dollar hot dogs, so good. All right, so Google looks like they're going to be adding emojis to their calls, including, you're going to hear clapping, laughing, and then I don't know what the last one is. So that's the clapping. That's the party. And that's the
wah-wah-wah.
I don't quite agree.
That's so great. Both of you on the planet that have a Google phone now can take advantage of all these emojis.
Yeah, so I feel like that would be super annoying. So you're going to have the text, and then when you click on the emoji, it's going to make those noises. No, thank you.